ready?
Absolutely not.
When do you think you'll be ready?
Soon. Give me a few minutes.
Seriously, though, when do you think you're going to be ready? Because we need to start the show.
Like 6:57?
6:57? You're going to be ready for this?
Yeah.
But we got to start now.
You can't tell me what to do, Michelle.
Yeah, I can. Are you ready? Are you pumped? Are you ready? Are you
all
ready
right,
for this?
Right.
Are you pumped? Are you all pumped? Right, are you right. pumped? Are you ready for this? Right. Are you ready for this?
I'm here. Are you here?
I'm here.
It's 6 p.m. Friday. Everyone exhale, because it's time for Shut Up Weirdo.
I'm ready, baby.
I am so excited.
I'm really excited.
I'm Frangry.
I'm in a good mood. My name's Michelle.
Well, this is a first.
Hey, second.
Oh, that's true. Second.
Maybe third. That's not nice.
Sorry. It was funny, though.
It was funny.
You told me to stop talking to you upstairs, downstairs, wherever, because you needed to concentrate on drinking your beer.
I mean, it came out weird.
Yeah. I was like, oh, sorry.
It came out weird. I didn't mean it.
No,
I didn't mean it exactly like
weird.
That. That's not exactly what I meant.
All right. Well, we have a good one tonight. And it's beautiful outside, so I'm hoping this works out.
It's going to work out.
I hope we don't waste this.
I don't think we're going to waste it.
Are you making fun of me?
Yes.
All right. Tonight's topic is describe your ex/relationship using only movie titles. But let's just get the obvious ones out of the way. I don't want any Psycho, Big.
Fatal Attraction.
Yeah. Like, come on, guys. Let's really think about this here.
Give me one of yours.
I have a couple. Things like a series of unfortunate events. Is that what it's called? Misfortune? What is it called?
A series of unfortunate events.
Yeah, unfortunate events. Or
Beauty and the Beast is mine.
Porky's. That's for the fat girls.
That's mean.
Sorry. I'm not the one who came up with it.
This is going to be a good one.
What else is there? Wait, who had... Christina had a good one down...
Oh, Misery.
No, that's too obvious. No, there was a good one. What was it? Oh, man.
Oh, I thought of a good one.
What?
For my ex because of Food Bed.
Mm-hmm.
Crumb.
That is good. That's a good one for you.
Thank you.
Wait, what was the one Christina thought of?
Oh,
man, it was so good.
It was a good one.
I'm never going to remember.
Text her.
I don't think I have her phone number.
I'll see if I do. Anyway, it's 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368.
And for those of you who are scared to call, you can go to wfmu.org and click on the playlist link to join our comments community. As always, our favorite call wins a free t-shirt. We just want to give a shout out to Cool. What was his name? Cool Love Soy.
Cool Super Soy Lover. Soy something. Milk Super yeah, Sexy something.
I don't know, but we love him. All right, are we ready? Are you texting
yes.
her?
Yes. Yes.
Gone in 60 seconds. Heart of Darkness.
That's a good one.
That was Mutant.
I'm ready.
Kev Licky says Labyrinth. 201-209-9368. Let's get this party started. Michelle?
I'm ready, baby.
You got all your buttons pushed over there?
I'm going to push your button.
I know, girl. You always do.
That's right.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, hey, what's up?
She's got to have it.
I said that one upstairs.
That one's good. I'm into that one.
It's funnier when a girl says it.
Yeah.
Well, she's got to have everything, though. It wasn't just sex. It was shoes and fancy dinners and all that crap.
As she should.
Girls like shoes and fancy dinners. Nothing wrong with that, pal. Well,
they do, but not all of them.
Guess you were dating the wrong one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What's your name, buddy?
Alex.
All right, Alex. Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Free Willy.
That does not describe a relationship or an ex.
It makes me laugh.
The Expendables.
Some of these are going to make me sad, huh?
Why?
I don't know.
We can think of positive ones like Pleasantville.
Nah.
Ooh, Just Ted says Fight Club. Yeah. Pretty much sums up my last one.
Really?
Come on. 201-209-9368. Describe your ex / relationship using only movie titles. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. Hi, you're on the radio.
True lies.
Oh, did she lie to you a lot, buddy?
And me to her.
Oh, you lied to her.
Back and forth.
Ooh, liar, I'm into it. About what?
Oh, we're on public radio. I can't discuss.
Oh, come on. Nobody knows who you are.
Yes, they do. With
only children lie.
Everybody knows exactly who's. People who know the voice know exactly what I do for a living.
Ay, ay, ay. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Good luck.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Lady and the Tramp.
What's your name, sister?
It's Connie.
Connie, that's a good one.
Connie, you're on the list. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt.
Okay, great.
Have a good one.
Okay, thanks.
I like that one.
I think my boss might be listening.
Hope so.
Or not? That's kind of scary.
201-209-9368. I don't really have a boss in my new life.
Oh, must be nice being so free.
Feels good.
Free like a bird.
It's me.
Robin says, no country for old men. I can't. Oh, this is a good one. I don't know how to say this, bro.
No country for old men is so funny.
Should I put her on the list?
Hell yeah, that's hilarious.
Wait, there's a good one. I don't know how to say this dude's name, but it's spelled C-H-A-L-M-E-R-S. Is that Chalmers or
Chalmers?
I don't know, but it's Adventures in Babysitting. Chalmers, whatever. You're on the list, too.
How about Les Miserables?
Wait, I mean, I might need more than one sheet of paper. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is describe your ex/ relationship using only movie titles. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the radio.
Yeah, Alien versus Predator, and There Will Be Blood.
All right, well done. Thanks
all
for
right,
calling.
Have a good one. Oh, that's messed up.
What?
Just Ted is bringing up my old pee story. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
And he said it would be called On Golden Pond.
That's a good one, Just Ted.
That is a good one, Just Ted. Oh, man.
201-209-9368. Call us up and describe your relationship or ex using only movie titles.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you? This is Taco John.
Hi, Taco John.
Hey, I would say mine is Panic Room.
That's good. Did you ever see that movie?
Is Kirsten...
Remember that movie?
Kristen Dunst is... Or wait, no. Kristen Stewart.
I love her.
As a child.
What's the guy with the weird lazy eye thing?
Who's the guy with the lazy eye?
And what's the other guy? The guy who played the gay guy with AIDS?
Isn't Giovanna Ribisi in that movie? Or am I making that up? Whatever. It doesn't matter. Have a good one. Exiled to BK says, so I married an axe murderer. Dumb and Dumber. Hi, you're on the radio.
The Road to Perdition.
Ooh. That's a good one. What's your name, sister? What's your name?
Oh, this is Kathleen in Chicago.
All right, Kathleen in Chicago, thanks for calling. Have
you're
a good
welcome.
One.
The girls are going to have the smart ones.
That's because girls are smarter.
Yeah, they are.
201-209-9368. Describe your ex/ relationship using only movie titles.
Christina's was Crybaby.
Oh, that was good. I'm putting her on the list. That was good. Should we plug Christina's shell?
Well, she's just doing fill-ins.
Oh, I thought she had one. Shows how much I know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Hi, yeah. I see you guys are using it for a lot of negative movies, but I kind of want to
think
of a positive one.
I like that. What's yours?
Mine is Garden State, because we met in New Jersey, and it wasn't so bad.
And it wasn't so bad.
What about Pleasantville? I like that one.
I like that movie, too, actually. That's a really cool movie.
I don't like the movie, but yeah. Okay. Have a good one. Thanks for
you
the positivity, my friend. I like that.
It's nice.
Dale says, Snatch. Nymphomaniac. Mr. Mom. 201-209-9368. Describe your ex/relationship using only movie titles. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I got one for the topic.
Go.
Let's hear it.
Hey, I need a little poetic justice on this one.
All right.
The Jewel of Denial.
What? Is
the
that
what?
A movie?
The Jewel of the Nile?
Oh. Is that a movie?
Nile. Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, thanks.
We're giving you your poetic justice. Are you on your phone, Michelle?
No.
You better get off your phone.
I'm not on my phone.
No phones on the air.
I wasn't on my phone.
Then would you just hide under your thigh?
My note.
What note?
My note with all my good answers.
Right.
I swear to God.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
I didn't want you to see it.
You have a post-it note with answers?
Yes.
When did you become a nerd?
I've always been a nerd.
Not like this. You just took it to a whole new level, my friend.
I was trying to prepare.
You have a blue post-it note with answers on it, and you were hiding it from me. What is happening? Oh, my. I almost cursed. Oh, my God.
Now I don't have to hide it.
No, now you definitely don't have to hide it. Everyone knows. 201-209-9368. Jesus. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's up?
I got a couple. I hope they weren't taken.
All right.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right. Inside Out.
Don't get it. Okay.
Frozen.
What does that even mean? Okay.
Tangled.
That's a good one.
And The Longest Yard.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
All right, you're good. Have a good one. That guy is not good at puns.
Frozen might be funny.
I mean, maybe Tangled.
If your girlfriend was, like, frigid.
But The Longest Yard? What does that even mean? Like, it was just...
I don't know.
Yeah. Married to the Mob. Hi, you're on the radio.
I like the idea of doing a positive one first, so I'll go with Pretty Woman.
Aww.
But
someone's
then I'll
follow
that up with a Hellraiser.
Yeah. It's probably the same girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all the same girl. And maybe a Little Shop of Horrors.
Wait, you're good. What's your name, buddy?
Matt.
That sounds like a lie, but okay, Matt.
It's
close enough.
Close enough.
It's a version of my first name.
Close enough, huh?
Yeah, well.
All right. You're okay, cool. Matt, well, remember your fake name because at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt, so listen up.
I'm not falling for that again.
What do you mean again?
I didn't do it.
You
I
might.
I won once, and I never got one in the mail.
That's BS. If you won and you sent me your address, I sent you a shirt. I do not.
It was a day you weren't there, and Ken and Johnny were there.
Oh, well, they need
that
to send. That's
count.
Not my fault.
And that was years ago.
I didn't send in my email. So.
I remember that.
Oh, well, so whose fault is it then, Matt? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I want an apology. You blamed me.
I'm sorry.
It's
you
a, yeah, that's right. Of course I win. Okay, have a good
your
one.
Your ex-girlfriend would be...
yeah, go.
No, I can't go.
No, go there. I want to know. Come on, what?
No, I got nothing.
Oh, come on. All right, have a good one.
All right, have a good one.
201-209-9368. We'd love to hear from you.
Overboard. I love that movie.
I don't like Goldie Hawn.
Prozac Nation.
That's funny. Was that a movie or just a book?
It was a book and then
who
a
was in it?
Nobody. Nobody.
So we're seeing? No, yeah, Christina Ricci was in it, wasn't she?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And blonde. Michelle Williams.
As a blonde?
I think Christina Ricci
was
Michelle Williams.
I feel like whoever was in it
was blonde. This is fun.
201-209-9368. Do you think I have Lyme's disease?
No, I don't.
I have a bullseye bruise.
It's just a bruise.
And I've been having panic attacks out of nowhere, randomly. It's not like I have anything to stress about. What? I'm chilling. 201-209-9368.
Super sexy.
Thanks, pal. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hi, Saving Private Ryan.
What'd he say?
Everyone with their Saving Private Ryan. Oh. Like, every time we do anything about movies, people call in with that answer.
They do.
Every single time. All right, thanks, buddy. You're a genius. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes. The movie title is American Psycho.
Well done. Have thanks. A good one. I don't like the ones that aren't smart.
Yeah.
Extremely loud and incredibly close. The opposite of sex. Mar from the comments board. You're
that's
on the list.
That's funny.
We should give a shout out to Smashley, who found this topic for us.
Thank you, Smashley.
Thank you, Smashley. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is the Bly Stillbox.
What? You got to turn your radio down, amateur.
My relationship movie was I was a teenage werewolf.
Good, I like that one. All right, have
thank
a good
you,
one.
Love you.
Love you too.
What? What?
I'll tell you later.
No, tell me now.
201-209-9368.
Robin, you are good. If anyone wants to know what we're laughing about,
no.
WFMU.org.
No, stop. Wait, where was I?
201-209-9368.
None of those are good. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
All right. Mine is All Dogs Go to Heaven.
I don't get it.
No, because she wasn't good looking. She didn't pass away.
Oh, my God.
But
you are a jerk.
Well, no, I'm nice.
Jesus.
How about Deliverance?
Yeah, no. All right, have a good one.
That's mean, All Dogs Go to Heaven. I thought it was something different that he was trying to say.
Yeah, that was totally mean. And then he's like, but she didn't pass away. And I'm like, then it doesn't make sense anyway, dude.
Well, it doesn't have to be real.
Well, it's got to at least make some sense. 12 Years a Slave. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, no. All right.
Yo, you're on the radio. You need to talk way louder, bro.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yes.
So, for angry ex-girlfriend title would be Frangry Management or the upside of Frangry.
That's really funny, guy. What's your name?
It's Matt. I'm calling again. Remember, I got shut down earlier because I couldn't go up there to Quiddy and I hung up the phone.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have called back with those.
Damn, I'm off the list.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you're kind of off the list. And I'm never sending you the shirt we owe you.
Okay, okay.
Way to go.
Yeah, way to go, buddy. All right, have a good one.
And Food Bed Does Dallas.
Wow.
All right.
It just got worse. Well, all right, have a good one. Wow.
I feel weird.
Wow.
201-209-9368.
Mr. Machine says working girl.
Is your head itching? What are you doing?
I don't know. There's a sticker on the top of my headphones. Mm. I'm playing with it. You know, I'm just playing with it.
It's cool.
Thanks.
I get it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys, I got one that's good. Easy Rider.
Ha, ha, ha. That's good. Have a good one.
That was not good.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. My ex-relationship movie would be called Cable Guy.
That's good. Why? Did he work for Time Warner? He was just a total stalker. He did the shocker?
No, he was a total stalker.
Stalker.
Oh, I don't get what that has to do with the cable guy.
Because the cable guy dude was a stalker.
Oh, I never saw that movie.
Like.
Yeah. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hi, am I on the air yet?
Yeah, yep, you're on the radio.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Uh-huh. This is guy lived on Elm Street.
Oh, did he?
Oh, you did?
That's
funny. That makes it funnier.
Yeah, that makes it good. All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Be nice.
I'm trying. Gone with the Wind. Dazed and Confused?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
I'm tired
Secret
already.
Of the Ooze.
Wait, what was it?
Secret of the Ooze.
What's that?
Well, Ninja Turtles 2.
Wow.
Cool.
You've had a girlfriend?
Damn, son, good one.
Thank you very much. I'm taking my bow. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Woo! Okay, dude, no screaming in the mic. Come on, let's not get crazy here.
But you're funny.
That was good, right?
Yep.
Thanks. All right, buddy. Keep watching those Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, bye.
Oh, he got mad. I'm sorry.
I like the Ninja Turtles. They're cool.
I liked Michelangelo.
I like the one in the purple bandana.
I like the red one. 201-209-9368. That's next week's topic, which is
your favorite Ninja Turtle.
Yeah. Liar, Liar, The Fast and the Furious, The Marathon Man, The Mask, Shrek 2. Not sure why it's Shrek 2, but okay. Thanks, guys, for that one. Robin says, I, Robot. Hi, you're on the radio.
Man with Iron Fist. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. What's the other one?
Ew.
Spinal Tap.
Hotel Rwanda!
Hotel Rwanda!
What?
Hotel Rwanda!
That wasn't like a we didn't hear you what. It was like, what are you talking about?
Hotel
what?
Rwanda.
Does that make sense?
Hotel Rwanda?
Yeah, we got it.
King Kong.
Two. Damn, these pals are all having so much fun.
Are you guys smoking pot?
We are smoking pot.
Yeah.
Wait, this is another person.
Yeah, I can tell.
Blue is the warmest color.
Are you a lesbian? What just happened?
I thought she said the F word.
Is there someone else? Okay, put someone else on the phone.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye. They were partying.
That's what I do every night.
Same.
I don't have enough friends to party.
You have friends.
Only you.
That's not true. Don't all or nothing attitude. Disruptive, distorted thinking.
The rational thought is, I don't have a lot of friends, but I have some very close ones.
Right.
20%. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I called in earlier with the nice lovey-dovey positive Garden State movie, but I guess it went unnoticed. I guess all you guys wanted some negativity.
That's not true.
What do you mean?
And,
first of all, this is a different person.
I thought of another one that might be
the
up your alley.
A
movie called The Most Violent Year.
Ouch.
All right,
have a good one.
We liked your Garden State one.
Yeah, what do you
mean? All about
positive. You didn't make me feel like it. You didn't say...
I didn't make you feel like it? You feel however you feel, buddy.
You're right.
I didn't make you feel anything.
That's right now.
I'm sorry if your feelings are hurt.
I just remember a Most Violent Year.
Okay. Thank
you. Most Violent
Year
is funny, too.
I'm just joking. I want to joke around with you guys.
Oh.
Thank you.
My goodness. That was too much for me.
Why?
That was too much.
It was a lot for you?
Yeah. That one was pushing it.
Are you going to be okay?
I think so. Boogie Nights. Mean Girls.
Aww. Oh, boy.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hey, ladies. How you doing?
Hey. Hey. What's up?
Oh, I got two for you. First of all, I just want to say, Franger, you're just shutting people down left and right, and I'm loving it.
No way. I'm being so nice. It's just that some of them are really dumb, or they don't make sense.
People are just being bitches, and you're just slapping them down.
Well, like, that's my job, right?
That's all I'm saying.
Thank you, sir.
You're crushing it tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah, so I have one which I think they actually do kind of describe the relationships I've had. The first is the big chill. And the second, Rocky.
Ouch.
She beat you up? Or did you beat her up? Not into it.
Actually, I was thinking about that. Like, is it supposed to be like the movie describes the relationship or just the word?
I don't know. I guess it could be either. Yeah. We didn't a set of rules or anything.
I have a manual.
Do you have another post-it note, Michelle?
And Michelle, you had a blue post-it with answers on it?
Yes, she does. Mm-hmm. Would you like to read us one, Michelle?
No, because now it's like a setup, and then it's going to be a disappointment.
Okay. Right, yeah.
But I'm confused. Like, are they your answers or, like, others that other people have given?
They were all my answers.
She came prepared to tonight's show with notes.
Yeah.
Let me just say that in the three or four years we've been on the show together, that has never once happened. So, all right.
I'm glad that you guys it's her don't new prepare life. At all. I think that's perfect.
We prepare.
We prepare to the point where we come up with a topic.
I mentally prepare.
I prepare emotionally for all the damage I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. You too.
They want us to do this again next week, but with song titles.
That's too easy. Because there's too many, there's too many.
Too many love songs?
I think so, and too many songs about relationships.
There's so many movies about relationships.
No, I feel like
every movie is about relationships.
But I thought about the song thing, and it's, like, not as funny to me.
Merv the Perv says, kids. I just wanted to say Merv the Perv. Escape from Witch Mountain.
I love that movie.
Swingers, Half-Baked, Armageddon. I don't know which number I was on.
Doesn't matter.
We'll just start from the top. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I got a Catch Me If You Can because she cheated on me hardcore.
Ouch. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, no, that's right. And Sleepless in Seattle.
Because you lived in Seattle and you guys had a lot of sex and didn't sleep?
Sure.
Cool. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
From the Clint Eastwood spaghetti westerns, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly.
Well done, my friend.
I love that movie.
That pretty much sums it up. What's your name?
Sums it up all the way. You have a good one.
Wait, Gary. What's your name?
My name? Well, give it to the one that's next calls that's not so good. That way you'll be on the good side of the audience. You have a good one now.
Okay, that was sweet. Have a good one.
Sweet.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Live and Let Die.
That's not good, but what's your name?
Glenn.
Glenn? You're only on the list because the caller before you was really good, and he said he didn't want to get on the list, and he said to give it to you. So now you're on the list because he was good. Okay?
You'll never win.
All right.
Have a good one. He might win.
How is he going to... We're just pretending the good, the bad, the ugly is Glenn's answer?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I like that answer.
Whoa.
I'm doing what the good, the bad, the ugly caller wanted.
All right.
I'm changing lives here.
You really are. You're mixing things up.
One caller at a time.
201-209-9368. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
The Naked Gun.
Sexy.
The Never Ending Story. How to Train Your Dragon. Battlefield Earth. Jackass. The Spy Who Shagged Me. Airheads.
I love that movie, Airheads. Did you ever see that movie?
I don't know.
It's the one with Adam Sandler where they take over the radio station.
Is that like You and Me?
No, because... Not really, no.
Oh, okay. No, I never saw
it. They take it hostage.
Oh, we should do that.
It's really funny. I mean, stupid funny.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, love the show. I'd like to describe a couple of my romances. True Romance.
Uh-huh.
Wild at Heart. Saturday Night Fever.
Damn.
And Apocalypse Now.
I like Saturday Night Fever.
One out of four ain't bad.
What do you say?
One out of four ain't bad. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
God, I hate Meatloaf. That would kill a relationship.
I actually love Meatloaf. Not the singer, but the food. I love Meatloaf.
Well, I'm like a bat out of hell. Gotta wish you good night.
Do you know how to make
Meatloaf? Mm-hmm. I have two really good meatloaf recipes.
I want to come over. I'll bring a bottle of wine one day, and you can make me a meatloaf.
Okay. My sister makes a good meatloaf, too.
All right, bring her then.
Okay.
201-209-9368. Josh says sex, lies, and videotape. Lolita. Tonight's topic is describe your ex/relationship using only movie titles. Phone number is 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Terminator?
Uh-huh.
Dr. No. And Octopussy.
Oh, okay.
Ladies,
then.
Can I get an update from you regarding your cross-country trip that you were discussing?
We want to do it. We just need to, like, make the decision and plan it.
I have an issue with commitment.
Oh, got it. Thank
okay,
you.
Well, I guess I'm not going then.
No, we're going. We're going to ride burros.
I know, but we have to plan it, so that means you have to commit. So think about it, okay? All right, have a good one.
Good luck.
You want to do it still?
Yeah.
You can take off the time for work?
Yeah.
All right, then let's pick a week.
I'll save some dates.
All right.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
But I want to rent the RV.
What if we hate each other and we get really bored? What if we get bored? Would we get bored?
I won't get bored. I don't really get bored.
What's happening?
What do you mean what's happening?
Why is the whole building shaking?
The whole building's not shaking.
Yeah, it is, dude.
I don't feel it.
201-209-9368.
If something horrible is happening, I want to die here.
At FMU?
Who is that?
It's Mike No Balls. Oh. No big deal. Describe your ex/relationship using only movie titles. Yeah, we can hear it. It's shaking the whole studio. See? I'm not crazy. What was it? A band?
Soundcheck. There's bands here tonight. Detroit Cobras. If anyone wants to come down to Monty Hall and check it out.
Are you staying?
No. I have a pizza party to get to.
What? Whose pizza party?
My pizza party.
Alone?
No, of course not. It's not a party if it's just me.
Who's coming to your pizza party?
Couple of friends. We're going to watch that Nirvana movie soaked in bleach. You don't like Nirvana.
What?
You like Nirvana?
Are you kidding me? What planet do I live on? Of course I like Nirvana.
You can come if you want.
No, it's cool. Thanks, though. You know, you can come if you want isn't really an invitation.
I'm sorry. Would you like to come over to my pizza party and
No,
watch?
Thanks.
Damn.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I've got a movie. Old Yeller.
Did you shoot her?
No, she was just my favorite. Yellow dog.
Oh, that's lovely, mister.
You're cute.
Have a good one.
Oh.
Oops. Oops. Oh my God, remember last week?
What?
When that drunk guy called and I was like, oh God. Do you think that was real?
Wait, what happened?
He was like super wasted, and then he was like, my wife died today and I didn't hear him, and then I just said, have a good one, and I hung up.
He didn't say today, but he did say his wife died, and you were sorry, dude. Things just happen so fast.
I that might be the one thing that makes me go to hell.
No, because that wasn't on purpose.
It wasn't intentional.
It wasn't malicious. It wasn't on purpose.
Okay, thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome. I know all about who's going to hell and who's not.
And so far, I'm in the clear.
You're good.
Thank you. 201-209-9368. Describe your ex/relationship using only movie titles. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hi. I just was thinking, Good Luck, Chuck. You know that movie where the guy, everyone he dates, the next person that they date after him,
They get married?
Find the love of their life.
Yeah.
That is the story of my life.
Oh, man.
That is so depressing.
Every single boyfriend since I'm 12 years old.
You know what, sister? One day you'll be the one getting married.
Oh, we'll see. Hopefully.
Maybe it's a compliment. You groom them.
Yeah, I do groom them to perfection. What can I say?
You should get paid for it.
Yeah. Therapy, right?
No, seriously. Mm. You should, like, start a business where
you
girls
prep
who,
a man.
Yeah. Secretly for a girl. And then you, like, make it so they meet. And then she gets to marry him.
Oh, my God. You would make a lot of money.
So
you could
much
probably
money.
Get your own show.
Don't so much
I
money.
I thought about it for my sister.
All right, sister.
It's
have
a little awkward at Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Nah, who cares? All right, have a good one.
All right, you too, bye.
That was cute. She's like sweet. Her. I'm sure she's wonderful and creative, and I'm sure she'll find the right match.
Why are you so positive today? Oh, you're almost happy.
I'm almost happy.
Yeah, that's good. 201, excuse me, 209-9368, describe your ex/relationship, excuse me, using only movie titles. I have a frog in my throat. Why do people say that?
I'm not sure.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up? It's Kale.
Hey, Kale.
So I'm kind of on the short side, so one of mine would be Attack of the 50-Foot Woman.
Okay. That's good.
I like that one.
And then just to get a little bravado for a minute, there's the Mel Gibson classic, What Women Want.
I love that movie.
I've never seen it.
It's so bad. I love bad
it's
movies.
It's not good.
It's so
it's
bad.
It's not good.
Doesn't he, like, he is in the bathtub and a hairdryer falls in and he gets some weird superpower where he can hear what women are thinking. That's the movie,
That's
right?
That's the movie?
Yeah.
You're yep. kidding
so
me.
So bad.
That is not a movie.
That's the whole movie. Yeah, and he's like in advertising or something.
Ew.
So he becomes really good at it.
Everything you think it would be.
Ew. Yeah.
It's everything and more. And I think the love interest is Helen Hunt, that lady with the big forehead.
I like her. She was in Quarterback Princess.
Did I like
you see
her
that
too.
When you were little?
No, but she's in As Good as It Gets, and I love that movie.
Didn't see that.
Oh, it's
what?
Totally her. I just
that movie
it
is
up.
So good.
Is that with Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, that movie is hilarious.
Is that the one where he says, "You make me want to be a better man"?
Yeah, but the rest That's of it. The no, yeah. but Michelle, the rest of the movie, he just insults everybody,
and you love it.
It's funny.
Sounds like this show.
What? Michelle, you make me want to be a better woman.
I meant about you insulting everyone.
Oh. Right. Never mind. Plus, he is the dog I want in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
All right, good talk. Thanks for calling.
Bye, Kale.
See ya.
Have a good one.
Best summer ever.
You know what?
What?
I'm almost happy, too.
It's funny.
It feels so weird.
It won't last. So,
I'm going to enjoy it while
hang
it does.
On to it while you can,
I'm,
my friend.
I'm having a good time.
Hang on to it while
oh,
you can.
Oh, I am. Although I feel like my eye's getting infected again.
One of those glasses coming off.
I'm allowed to wear contacts. I'm just not.
Oh, you're choosing not to?
Well, I don't want to mess up my eye.
I don't want you to mess
like,
up.
Like, I feel like eye. I'm only going to wear them, like, you know.
When are we getting our LASIK surgery?
I'm trying
surgery?
To pick up a hot... Oh, I have a problem with that.
What?
My mom wants me to get it in Miami because it's cheaper. Sorry, boo.
I thought we were going to do it together.
Come to Miami. You want to stay?
How much is it?
My mom can take us.
That'd be fun. She'd like me.
Yeah, she'd totally like you. I don't know, but she said it's cheaper.
Find out.
I haven't looked it up yet. But
I would totally trust your mom to take me to
the LASIK. There's one thing I'm scared of, though, is that I already have dry eye. That's what's wrong with this eye.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly LASIK makes your eyes drier. But the plus side will be it'll still hurt the way it does. I just won't have to wear the glasses.
Hmm.
Something to think about.
Okay. I don't have dry eyes. I have wet eyes from crying all the time.
They make... When I cry, it makes them hurt more because then they get even more dry.
Oh, no.
It's awful. So then I'm like, no, don't cry.
Maybe we should get the surgery done in Nicaragua.
Well, then we'll just be blind.
Would you just flick?
None of your biz. 201.
It is my biz.
Do you have anything to share from your post-it?
No, because you ruined it because it was supposed to be off the cuff.
It. Right.
And now I have this list.
It's supposed
it's
to be
stupid.
Off the cuff, except you were obviously hiding something from me.
Right, but you wouldn't have, like, they wouldn't have known. But then you blew my load.
I didn't blow your load.
Well, like, you kind of did, because now if I say anything...
I don't
anything...
think that the phrase is blow your okay. load, dude. I think it's blow your cover. You blow your load on your own, buddy. I'm not involved in that.
Yeah, you blew my...
Oh, man. 2-0.
Did I say that?
I don't know.
Stop saying it. I don't know if you're allowed to say it. I know, but...
201-209.
Oh, I'm so weird. Oh.
It's good. We like it here. 9368. Call us, guys. Hi, you're on the radio. Hey, you're on the radio. Okay, no, you're not. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, good evening, ladies. Great
What's
show.
Up? Yeah, thank you. We know.
I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Cool, welcome.
Exciting.
Yeah, thanks. I have listened to about seven, not necessarily all pertaining to me, but I think they describe or could describe relationships
really well. All right, let's
really hear them. Or the experience of being in
okay,
a relationship.
Okay, let's hear them. Good setup.
I've been tuning in and out, so... Forgive me if I repeat one or two.
Okay, let's hear them.
Okay, they're all definitely movies. So watch
ay, ay, ay.
Let's hear them.
Go.
Did you hear my first one?
Yeah, go. What's the second one?
Just my favorite year.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Pajama Game.
Uh-huh, that's a good one.
The Turning Point.
Oh, yeah.
This is a weird one. Riding in Cars with Boys.
I like that one.
I like that one.
How to Murder Your Wife.
Hey!
Okay.
And the last one, Gone with the Wind.
All right, buddy, what's your name?
Jerry.
All right, Jerry, thanks for calling. Congrats on being on... Wait, congrats on calling finally after how many years? 18 years of listening to this show?
Something like that.
Yeah, cool. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to the family.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Those were so bad.
They weren't all bad.
Kind of. But I didn't want to, like, you know, blow his load.
Stop saying it.
Stop bleeping me.
I didn't bleep it.
Don't dump me.
I didn't dump you. I would never dump you.
You wouldn't?
Never.
Are you sure?
Nope.
You were already talking about firing me earlier.
No, that's not what happened, actually.
Pretty sure that's what happened.
That's not at all what happened.
I was there. I was there, too, you know.
I was there, too, you know. I'm sweating.
Probably alone you blew.
All right, stop making fun of me.
Why would I stop?
Are you sure that's not something?
I mean, yeah, it's something. It's just not the thing you were trying to say. It's completely the opposite. 201-209.
I mean, I know what it means. I just...
9368. That was your shmelma poop moment, right? Can we at least call it even?
Yeah, we can call it even.
Okay, cool. Hey, you're
I
on the radio.
I feel so silly.
Hi, you're on
Hi,
the radio.
How you doing?
What's up?
This is Jim from New York.
What's we, up?
Nowhere to hide.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's sad.
All right, buddy, have a good one.
Okay.
Should we go through the list and just eliminate?
Yeah, yeah.
So we have Connie with Lady and the Tramp.
Funny.
Robin, No Country for Old Men.
That's my favorite.
Chalmers, whatever. Adventures in Babysitting. Christina with Crybaby. Matt with Little Shop of Horrors. Pretty Woman. Who's Mar? The opposite
Matt.
Of sex.
Matt.
No, Mar. That's a comment. The Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
I like No Country for Old Men.
Okay, so I'm going to leave No Country for Old Men, Adventures in Babysitting, Crybaby, and The Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
For okay, me. For now.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is describe your ex/relationship using only movie titles. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. You're on the air.
Hi, I've got one for my current relationship. Is that okay?
Sure, who cares?
Okay, Stand By Me.
Aww.
That's cute.
Are you going to marry him?
We already are.
Oh. Do you guys have kids?
No.
Are you going to do that?
No, we have a cat. That's enough.
Oh, I like that. I'm with that.
I love cats.
All right, sister, that was cute. Thanks for calling. We enjoy the positivity.
Oh, thank you.
She should play that for her man. And then he can cook her dinner.
Meatloaf?
Then they can go have hotel sex or something.
You know, I don't think I've ever had hotel sex.
Hotel sex is the best.
Hold on. I've never in my life had hotel sex.
You haven't lived till you've had hotel sex.
Why?
It's different.
I want a man to surprise me with some hotel sex.
Yeah, you do.
I do?
Yeah, you do.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Like champagne and stuff?
You've had hotel sex.
No, I didn't.
Whoa. Then you did that one wrong, I guess.
That wasn't my fault. I didn't.
Well, next time. You'll get him next time, Tiger.
Damn it. 201... Have I? No. 209-9368. Describe your ex/relationship using only movie titles. Wait, what makes it so good? Because it's not your bed?
It's just so many factors.
I haven't lived. You're
there's
right.
There's, like, room service.
Who am I?
You don't have to clean up. There's, like, a bathtub. There's, like, no rules.
It's all romantic.
If you want it to be.
Obviously, you didn't get romantic. You got dirty. You blew your load that day.
Shut up. Stop saying that.
Robin says motel sex on the other hand. Dale says, Michelle likes hotel sex because the room is clean. There's no crumbs in the bed. 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Hey, what's up?
Hanging in. I got two top ideas. One is Wet Hot American Summer.
I like that one.
Yeah, it's a good party experience for a summer relationship. And then the second is in... theme of last week, Back to the Future.
What was it, the theme of last week?
I don't remember.
That's good. Show. What's your name, buddy?
I like Wet Hot American Summer. That's a good one.
Matt.
All right, Matt. Have a good one.
Cheers.
All right, I want to give a shout out to my boss's daughter, Wilhelmina.
Aw. All
right. They're listening. She's the cutest.
Was that your shout out?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
Hi, Wilhelmina. Say hi to her.
Hi, Wilhelmina.
201-209-9368. Describe your ex/relationship using only movie titles. I'm very excited.
Do you have any more?
Me? Mm-hmm. No, I lost my post-it.
Okay. You really going to make fun of me more?
How can I stop? You've given me so much ammo.
It's really not that nice.
Come on, it's fun. It's out of love. We're having a good time. We're having a good show. We're okay. Just two girls having a good time on a Friday night, right?
Yep.
That's right. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hi, just Ted.
Hey, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? If you fail to prepare, then you're preparing to fail. So, you know, the post-it note, good for you.
Thanks, Ted.
You're welcome. How about Menace to Society?
Ouch.
Yeah, unfortunately.
All right. Have a good one, just Ted. Thanks.
You too. Bye.
I didn't say one word to him. I know. Hi, you're on the radio.
You're too busy checking your phone.
Hey,
I'm not checking my phone. I was looking at my post-it
exactly
note.
It was a relationship. It was kind of a fling, but I thought it was a funny story. So the title of the movie, Scarface, because when we kind of got down to it, this guy actually said to me, say hello to my big boy. And I said to him, I think you mean say hello to my little friend.
He did not say that.
Please tell me that you...
I kid you not.
Immediately
say
left.
Alcohol was involved, and when I'm inebriated, I kind of don't filter what I say, but this is, like, one of my favorite drunk stories. He actually said, say hello to my big boy, and I looked back at him, and I'm like, I think you mean say hello to my little friend.
Did you leave?
Ew.
Please tell me you did not sleep with this human being.
Oh, absolutely not. No.
Absolutely.
He got mad, embarrassed, and I was like, okay, bye.
What's your name, sister?
It's Maggie.
Maggie, you're definitely on the list. Listen at the end of the hour because it looks like you're going to win a t-shirt.
Awesome.
All right, have
a
good
guys.
One.
You too.
I love the name Maggie.
Really?
Yeah, it was the name of the girl in Lucas that Lucas was in love with.
Lucas?
Remember Lucas?
Who's
where
that?
He wants to be like the football hero, but he's like this nerd who collects bugs.
I never saw that.
We have to watch Lucas together.
Can we watch that when you make me meatloaf?
Yep, we'll watch Lucas and eat meatloaf.
Okay.
Okay.
Tell me when. Okay. I'm there. I'm going to bring a delicious bottle of wine.
Definite plans, baby.
All right. You let me know.
I will.
What was I going to say? No, I don't remember. I guess it wasn't that important.
Probably not.
What does that mean?
What do you think it means?
Answer the question, Michelle.
Make me.
201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I was amazed that this was a real movie, but it's a Clive Barker movie called The Midnight Meat Train.
Ew! Jesus Christ!
Hell yeah.
That is not a movie.
I like it.
It's real.
I like it.
Wait, what's your name again?
It's King Dean.
King Dean.
God, he's always winning, though.
Yeah, King Dean, you're good at this show.
Yes.
Midnight Meat Train?
Yep.
God, that's good.
Yeah, that is good.
Hi, King Dean, you're on the list.
All right.
Have a good one.
I will.
I will.
I need a Midnight Meat Train.
I can't. Hi, you're on the radio. Oh,
thanks. I got one of each. A little sad. The Field of Dreams and the Chamber of Horrors.
Ha! All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how about A Few Good Men?
That's good. What's your name?
Rob.
Cool. Thanks, Rob. Remember that day I pretended to like every
call?
Yeah,
that was horrible. I did take like 90 Xanax when I left here.
It was so funny.
It wasn't.
People emailed me to tell me how good I was on the air that night.
Oh, look at you.
This chair is so annoying.
Yeah, it is.
You blowing that load, Michelle?
Hotel sex, baby.
201-209-9368.
You're never going to let me live that down.
I will once the show's over. I mean, by then it's like the moment passed. It's just I'm going to keep bringing it up every time it's funny on the air, you know? You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo. The best show in the world. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I got two.
Let's hear it.
The first one is positive, Precious. And the second one is negative, Monster.
All right, thanks for calling.
No problem.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Okay, so this is a 100% original idea and a positive one. As Good As It Gets.
That's my favorite movie. Well, no, it's
and
not, but I really like it.
And then follow-up to that, Same Girlfriend, Sleeping With The Enemy.
I like that one.
Sleeping With The Enemy is genius.
I'm surprised no one said that yet.
And this is Matt coming back.
Aye.
Back on that list.
Well, you know that we have a one call per show rule, right?
Oh, well, that it's Fred. Or Jackson, or Magnus. I've always wanted to be known as Magnus.
Wait, as who?
Magnet?
Yes, Magnus.
That's cute.
No, Magnus.
Yeah. And if I was dating both of you, it would be Rangri and Michelle's high school reunion.
Wow. See? Wow, I didn't ruin it. What's wrong with you?
I don't know, a lot, I guess.
You said it. You were doing so well. You were cute with, like, naming the names when you said you wanted to be called Magnus. That was cute. And then you ruined it.
I know. That's my go-to move.
Listen, man, you got to know when to stop. You
got to know when to fold them.
Yeah, you got to know when to fold them. Well said, Michelle.
And also...
Here he keeps going.
Every time you want to say something else right at the end, after someone laughs, just don't.
Also, blow your load, by the way. Let's not start throwing that expression around on the radio.
We need to stop saying
a frog ears from having a croak.
We gotta go.
Why is he still talking?
Bye, Matt.
Goodbye.
Magnus.
Magnet.
Magnus.
Magnet's a cool name.
Magnet? Is that what you're gonna name your kid?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe you should start calling me Magnet.
No, I'm not calling you Magnet.
Why?
Next week when I make the playlist, do you want me to write Frangry and Magnet?
No,
that
doesn't
what you
sound
want?
So
Shut up, weirdo
cool.
with Frangry and Magnet?
No, that doesn't sound cool.
Okay.
We only have time for two more calls.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, how about 9.5 weeks? Because I know I was with a veteran from Vietnam, and he subdued me till many weeks.
What? Whoa. What? All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. Pee-wee's picket. Trisha on the comments board with Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
That's funny.
All right, we got to pick a winner soon.
Mm-hmm.
Midnight Meat Train, Sleeping with the Enemy, Adventures in Babysitting, No Country for Old Men. The Scarface story was good.
The Scarface story was good.
I kind of want to give it to her, even though
it didn't really go with the rules.
It's not for the topic, but it's funny. It was a good story.
You can take one more call, I think.
All right. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the radio. What's your movie title, X Relationship?
Good Burger.
Ew. Hang up on him. All right, so what do we want to do here?
My vote's for No Country for Old Men, so you pick whatever
That's
you want.
That's not my vote.
All right.
I want to give it to Maggie.
Which one? She's Scarface?
Yeah, it was the good story. Maggie, you're the winner. Send me your mailing address and t-shirt size to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at WFMU.org. We'll be back next week with another hit show, right, Franger?
Oh, yeah!
All right, see you guys next week. Have a good one.
lyrics, but I love this song. Wear me like a hat, pet me like a cat, do a little of this and do a little of that. The check is in the mail and I set sail. A check is in the mail and I set sail for the colors you've strung round my heart. Hold true, hold fast, they hold me tight. The slippers you've set at the edge of night. Check colors with the ones that hold me tight. Pet me like a cat, wear me like a hat, do a little of this and do a little of I'm a cat, I'm a hat.
Do a little of this. Do a little of that.